Blog Talk Radio.
Head & Shoulders is launching something huge. The bare minimum. Anti-dandruff shampoo made with only 9 ingredients. No sulfates, silicones, or dyes. And packaged with 45% less plastic. Giving you outstanding dandruff protection and leaving hair beautiful and moisturized. Major dandruff protection, minimal ingredients. Job done. New Head & Shoulders Bare.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You are now tuned into News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor investigative reporter Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, aka Chinchilla J, better known as the Queen of Justice.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Wait, I don't think y'all ready for this.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Hey everybody, this is girl Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, aka Chinchilla J, and yes, I am the Queen of Justice. Tonight is Sunday, July 23rd, 2023, the fourth Sunday in the month of number 7, which is the seventh month of the year. Next Sunday will be the last Sunday in the month of July, which will be the fifth Sunday. And, wow, tonight, everybody, we have a wonderful show for you, because guess what? Today was Right the Wrong Coalition, Be a Voice in Criminal Justice Reborn. It was their third annual Vincent Moto Day of Freedom. However, it's the third annual Vincent Moto Day of Freedom. Vincent Moto was actually freed and exonerated way back in 1996. So we celebrated his 27th anniversary of freedom today. Vincent Moto is Pennsylvania's historical exoneree, and it was a wonderful event, everyone. And we also celebrated the 1 month anniversary of freedom for Muti Ajamu Oseguru, who was freed from prison on June 23rd, 2023. And we celebrated the Iceman, the president of the Philadelphia Chess Syndicate. His birthday is tomorrow. And a big shout out to Brother O, DJ Olasky, who celebrated his birthday on July 17th. So everybody, we had a wonderful time today at the event held in Philadelphia. And guess what? I still am not revealing the location because it's our private spot. And if everyone knew about it, everyone would be there. And we won't have a private spot. So I will never disclose that location unless you're participating in our event. So today we had people from around the country. We had Hakeem, Nathaniel Cranston, all the way from Detroit. Well, from Michigan, did I say? From Jackson, Michigan. And we had Kenneth Vaughn, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. How could I forget DJ Elf7, all the way from New York City? Yes, within the house, holding it down on the ones and twos. And so many others joined us today. Dr. DeShawnda Williams joined us today. And Akbar joined us today. Tanya Banks, the queen of the Philadelphia Chess Syndicate, joined us today. And so many other people, too many I can't name. Oh, Clever One, let me talk about the WBNN host, everyone. WBNN host showed up today. We had Clev One, the grill master, holding it down on the grill, everyone. And we had Mo Garman and Tara Strength join us today. And we had a wonderful time, everybody. And I know I'm forgetting someone. Oh, Movita Johnson. Movita Johnson Harrell, activist and advocate. Oh my God, I just can't say enough about today, everyone. It was good. If you missed it, definitely don't miss next year's. It's always July 23rd, no matter what day of the week it falls on. I said a mouthful. So, now let's talk about what we're going to talk about tonight on News Forum. Red Alert, Emergency Broadcast, Genocide, Homicide, Suicide, and the government's role in all of this. When will it pass? How long will it last? Who and why is it so vast? And then in segment 2, Reclaiming Our Freedom, with a recap of today's highlights from Be a Voice, third annual Day of Freedom, in honor of Pennsylvania's historical exoneree, Vincent Moto, and exonerees across this country. And I also want to hear from you tonight. How can I hear from you? Well, if you're tuned in tonight via cell phone or landline, press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, you must dial in at 516-453-9133 to talk live on the air with me. And don't forget, if you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, please do so. As a matter of fact, do so while we're on air tonight. Okay? How can you donate? Well, it's very easy if you have Cash App. The Cash App is $BAVoiceTour. That's $B as in boy, E as in Edward, A as in apple, B as in Victor, O as in Oscar, I as in ice, C as in Charlie, and E as in Edward. T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, U as in you, and R as in Robert. Be a voice tour. Or you may donate via Venmo. The Venmo account is at Be a Voice. That's at BEAVOICE. And if for some reason you have trouble donating via Cash App, inbox me, Chinchilla Jonesia. Chinchilla is with one L. That is C-H-I-N-C-H-I-L-A-J-O-N-E-S-I-A, my first and last name, with a space in between. Inbox me on Facebook, or you may contact me Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. If you inbox me on Facebook, inbox me your Cash App, your Cash tag, and the amount you would like to donate. You can donate $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, $50, $100, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever you want to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition so that we may continue our advocacy work, fighting for the wrongfully incarcerated, speaking truth to power, and exposing injustices in America and beyond. And if you have a business, you can become a sponsor of Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. But for now, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl. We'll be right back after this. Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice would like to thank sponsor Sound Therapy with Magic Man Peru LLC, offering sound therapy as a form to bring the best instead of the beast out of us. Thank you, Magic Man Peru LLC, for your sponsorship of Be a Voice. Find out how you can also be a sponsor by dialing 844-642-8378, extension 111. Help Be a Voice continue their advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice at 844-642-8378, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J now has over 23 million listeners. News Forum is a syndicated radio program which broadcasts every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To tune in and listen to News Forum, you must dial 516-453-9133. And if you would like to talk, comment, or vent, or ask a question to me or one of my guests, just press 1, and you will be placed into the caller's queue. You may also tune into News Forum via the World Wide Web at www.blogtalkradio.com. News Forum with Chinchilla J. News Forum is a product of the ONE Dynasty and Ngozi Time Multimedia. WBNN, we are Beverly Nation. While we believe in freedom of speech and uncensorship, News Forum, however, asks you to please refrain from the use of profanity. And while our views may differ in opinion, we agree to disagree. And all opinions and viewpoints are welcomed and acknowledged. News Forum can also be a very controversial program most times, but it brings truth and exposure of injustices that black and brown people face every single day in this country we call the United States of America, which to me is totally divided, not united at all. And my views are not necessarily the views of WBNN. But again, all views, viewpoints, and opinions are welcome. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And again, invite someone to tune in tonight because it may just be what they need to hear.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The host, the anchor, the investigative reporter, none other than the Queen of Justice herself, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J.
Everybody, it's your girl, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, the Queen of Justice. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And wow, wow, wow. Today was a hot one, everybody. It was blazing hot out, but it was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. And, hey, I was healthy, and people out there were healthy, and it was a fun day. And I thank the WBNN host that came out today. Thank you so much to Mo Garman, Tara Strength, Clever One. Thank you so much, guys. We had a great time. And I want to also give a big shout-out to Jerry Petito and also to Ava Holly, who donated to today's event to Vincent Moto on his 27th anniversary of freedom. And those of you that are listening tonight, if you want to donate, you can also donate and send $20, cash app $20 to that fund for Vincent Moto to celebrate his 27th year of freedom. And again, Pennsylvania does not have a compensation bill. And it's so sad that exonerees are suffering because Pennsylvania does not have a compensation bill in place to pay them for the years that they spent behind bars illegally, wrongfully, unlawfully. And it's just so sad. So we definitely have to continue to fight. We need you all to help us fight for a compensation bill by writing to the senators, the legislators, that's your state representative and your state senator, so that they can go ahead and pass this bill because it's been long overdue. If we look at Vincent Moto, who is Pennsylvania's historical exoneree, he was exonerated in 1996 and has been fighting for a compensation bill since his release from prison. That's 27 years now, people. And I've been fighting for the past 10 and a half years. And, you know, it's just crazy. And Pennsylvania is still one of 12 states that do not compensate. And, it, you know, it's just so ridiculous. Pennsylvania needs to get on the ball. We should be the front runner in compensating exonerees and lead by example. But no, we're so far behind, it's sad. And those of you that don't know, Pennsylvania is a racist state. Hey, it is up north. And we're, you know, the slaves, they, you know, came up north, and Pennsylvania is one of the places. But Pennsylvania is still a racist state, very racist. We have so many racist counties. It's just so sad. But, hey, exonerees need to be compensated. So, Pennsylvania, it's time for you all to right the wrong and compensate these men and women that you have kidnapped from their families, from their children, from their husbands, from their wives, from their parents. Compensate them, okay? From their brothers and sisters, you, like, kidnapped them from their families and just messed up their entire lives. You messed up their families. You broke their families apart, so many of them. And it's just so sad. So many exonerees have lost loved ones while behind bars wrongfully. They've lost parents. They've lost, some have lost children. Some have lost brothers and sisters and grandparents. And it's so very wrong. And the state of Pennsylvania won't compensate them? Please. I mean, really, where is your heart, Pennsylvania? So it's so sad, everybody, but guess what? We do believe a compensation will be passed. And like I said before, here on News Forum, we've had some first in the fight for a compensation bill to be passed. We had a first back in January of last year. And that first was a policy hearing up in Harrisburg with these state representatives. And, you know, that was a first that has ever happened, to talk about a compensation bill and why it's so important. You know, we would go up and lobby and meet individually with state representatives and senators, and they would always say, well, we'll revisit this in the fall, or we'll revisit this in the spring. And spring, summer, and fall kept going by, and still nothing, until last January when State Representative Regina Young had us participate in a policy hearing. And that was awesome. And then October of last year was another first. We got to testify in front of the judiciary in Harrisburg. And so that was awesome. And that was comprised of not just Democrats. It was comprised of Democrats and Republicans because they drafted a bipartisan bill. So, you know, that went well. But still, now this is July, everybody. Okay, July. And October is 3 months away, and still, it has not been voted upon. So it's time to put some fire under their tails, because these exonerees are suffering. And please keep in mind, everybody, that compensation does not mean a civil lawsuit. A civil lawsuit is totally different than compensation. Compensation for exonerees is what the states that imprison them need to give them. They need to pay them for their time that they suffered. And no money is enough. There's no monetary value that we can put on someone's life being stripped away from them. Yes, they're still alive, but their lives were ruined. So their life was taken away from them the minute they were kidnapped and thrown behind bars for crimes they did not commit. And that's a sin. It is criminal. And compensation is what they deserve. That means monetary compensation for each year that they were wrongfully behind bars. And to me, they need to give them at least $100,000 for every year, but it should be $200,000 like they do in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. has the highest compensation package where they give their exonerees $200,000 for every year that they were wrongfully behind bars. And so that is very good. Most states are giving like between $50,000 and $80,000 a year. But $200,000 is what they need to do here in Pennsylvania, or even $300,000 so that they can be the front runner in this thing by compensating them with the most money. And then we have Texas. Now get this, everybody. Texas, we know, is a racist state. It's one of those southern states, like a western southern type state, and they're very racist. But listen, Texas, they give their exonerees $80,000 per year of wrongful incarceration. And then on top of that, they also give them $80,000 a year for the rest of their lives, an $80,000 annuity. And so that's every year, okay? So that is by far the best, because they'll get paid that $80,000 every single year. And to me, every state in this country needs to follow that plan, follow their model in Texas, and give exonerees an annuity. Give them a lump sum for every year behind bars wrongfully, and then give them an annuity for the rest of their lives. Also put their children through college, and put them through college as well if they want to attend college, and provide them with a home that's paid off, and a car, and a whole lot of things they need to do. Because the states that have imprisoned these men and women, they have ruined them forever. They've messed up their livelihood, ruined their families, caused some of them to be divorced because their spouses divorced them because they thought that they were guilty like everybody else, okay, because they were still behind bars, and they chose not to wait for them because they thought they would be there for the rest of their lives. So they broke up marriages. They've messed children's lives up as well because the children have suffered. So when someone is wrongfully incarcerated, it's not just that wrongfully incarcerated man or woman behind bars that suffers. It is the entire family, as I've been saying every time I talk about this. The whole family suffers, everybody. Children grow up without having a father in their life, or some without having a mother in their lives. And I'm talking about men that were there for their children, but they were kidnapped by the government. And some have grown up, they have children now, and these men behind bars miss their grandchildren being born, have not spent time with their grandchildren. And same with women that have been kidnapped from their children, and, you know, a mother's bond to a child is just so precious. And for a mother to be kidnapped from her family, from her children, is so wrong. It is so very wrong. But it happens every day. And so now we have exonerees out here in Pennsylvania that have not received not one red cent from the state of Pennsylvania. Now, yes, some exonerees file civil lawsuits and won, but that's only a handful, okay, about four or five. And it's so hard to do that because right now the way it is set up in Pennsylvania to file a civil lawsuit, you have to do it within 2 years of your release from prison. And on top of that, it has to be exculpatory evidence involved, so they won't look at DNA cases where DNA has exonerated men and women from the crime, and it doing DNA is a science and it proves that they didn't commit these crimes. But yet, they are having a hard time filing the civil lawsuit in Pennsylvania. So that's something that we have to change, because DNA proves that these men and women didn't commit crimes, and they should be able to file a civil lawsuit as well. Okay, so it's unfair. It's very unfair. But a compensation bill must be passed, people. And so right now, exonerees come out with absolutely nothing but a pat on their back saying, hey, all right, you're free to go. Be glad you're out, you know, and that's it. And some of them don't even get a chance to, like, call people and let their family know, hey, I'm being released today. Some of them have just been put out, like being evicted from a home or an apartment. They put them out and lock the gate, okay, and that's it. And some didn't even have a way to get home. And mind you, some of these prisons are in upstate Pennsylvania. Some are like 4 hours away, 5 hours away, 6 hours away. And they live in Philly, okay? And they got put out, evicted from the prison, from the plantation, and had no way to get home, everybody. It is just so sad. The state of Pennsylvania is horrible. But, you know, there's other horrible states around this country as well, such as Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and so many other states, South Carolina, you know, all these racist states, North Carolina, Virginia. You know, I could just go on and on because, hey, every state in this country is horrible and corrupt. But it's time, everybody, to take our freedom back. So we're taking our freedom back. And it's important that we do. And what do I mean by freedom? Well, we're going to find out in a moment. But right now, we're going to listen to Bob Marley. Stand up. Get up. Stand up. Stand up for your rights. And then we're going to take our first caller of the night and press 1. If you want to talk live on the air tonight, it is Vincent Moto. 10th anniversary of freedom. Taking our freedom back. Let's listen to Bob Marley.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights.
Preacher man, oh, tell me, heaven is on the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's a all that Peter goes after story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your eyes. Come on,
get up.
Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your rights.
All right, that was Bob Marley with Get Up, Stand Up for Your Rights, and that's what you all have to do constantly, to get up off your behinds and stand up for your rights so that justice may be served. All right, let's take our first caller of the night. Caller, you're live on the air. This is Dr. Chinchilla J, a.k.a. the Queen of Justice. How are you tonight?
Hi, Dr. Chinchilla. It's Jerry Petito, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, I am good, Jerry. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, listen, I made sure I was able to call in tonight. First of all, you're incredible, and I want to, you know, just wish PA Historical Exoneree happy 27th anniversary of freedom, for sure, for sure. I mean, what you're doing brings tears to my eyes. You know, I've protested in Trenton several times for our constitutional rights, twice with Robert F. Kennedy. And I'm here to tell everybody who's listening, get off your butts. I've got photos with him and I. Get off your butts.
Wow.
Do something about whatever you need to make a change in. You know, everybody wants to complain. I could cry right now because these people need to get out of jail that don't belong there. And you're right when you said about the families and their children and broken marriages. I mean, think about, I would give them $1 million if I could. Like, think about what's been done to these poor people and their families. So everybody listening to her, listen and get off your butts and do something about all this. I'm sorry. It's just, I mean, this is major.
Yes, it is, Jerry. It definitely is. It's just so sad and heartbreaking to see, you know, what happens. And every day it's happening somewhere. It's just sad. It's absolutely sad. And something must be done. And thank you so much, Jerry. So, everyone, I don't know if you were on. I mentioned you earlier in the show, Jerry, in the opening.
Oh, I wasn't on. I'm sorry. I had a break and I grabbed it.
Okay, so this is Jerry Petito, everybody. She is the host of the Jerry Petito Show, and we call her the Jersey Jewel. And she was one of WBNN hosts that donated the $27 for Vincent Moto's 27th anniversary of freedom. Thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you so much for donating.
You are a savior for so many people, Dr. Chinchilla. You are an earthly angel. I just want to say that to you, okay? God bless you.
God bless you too, Jerry. Thank you so much. And Jerry's next show, everybody, I believe, is this coming Tuesday, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. So make sure you guys tune in. All right. So it's just crazy, everybody. Like Jerry just said, you know, it's just ridiculous. And something has to happen. I mean, people, you can't just sit down and not be concerned. And if you are concerned, do something. Some people look and say, like I said at the event today, some people say, oh, wow, that's a shame. Oh, wow. You know, when they see different things happening to people and people being wrongfully convicted and a whole lot of different reasons, people say, oh, wow, that's a shame. Well, if you think it's a shame, people, then do something to help and not just sit and say that's a shame, because if that's the only thing that everyone would always do is just say, change would never happen. People would never be free. Guess what? Voting rights would have never taken place. So many things would not happen in this country if we all just sit and say, oh, that's a shame. So we need to do more than say that's a shame. What is a shame, though, is you guys and gals sitting on your do-nothings and not doing anything, not up, not saying anything, not being a voice when you should be. All right, so let's bring on our wonderful, wonderful brother Olasky right now, our DJ Olasky, because guess what? He has something he wants to say.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted out Robert to donate to Vincent Moto. I am right now out of the town. And can't tell you my disclosed location because I'm taking care of business. But tonight, doing this show by remote, it takes me back to, and I would love to have been there today, but I could not be because of the situation. But, you know, it takes me back to a time when, you know, we had our slavery time at the Federal Lake. we had our, you know, segregation Jim Crow, and they always try to find a way to imprison us. The Constitution states that if you are a prisoner, the Constitution states you are a slave. That's what it says. It's in the Constitution, Chinchilla.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame. And
yep.
a lot of times when Chinchilla talks
yep.
about the injustice of America, it takes you back to a simple time. And so all the prison inmates that listen to our show on a constant basis, this is my tribute to all of you. It comes by the great Donny Hathaway, and this song means a lot to me, and I hope it means a lot to Dr. J and all the people who are in prison falsely around the world.
Making music all the day long. Long as I'm making music, I know I can't do no one no wrong. Who knows, maybe someday I'll come up with a song. Makes people want to stop fussing and fighting, just long enough to sing along. People who believe in music are the happiest people I've ever seen. So clap your hands, stomp your feet, shake your tambourine, yeah. Lift your voices to the sky. God loves you when you sing. I believe in music. Brotherhood, peace and understanding, and living in harmony. Take your brother by the hand and sing along with me. Find out what it really means to feel young, rich, and free. Oh, yes, I do, yeah.
Thank you so much, brother. Oh, I believe in music. I believe in love. That was a beautiful song. I always like that song. Very, very fitting. And, yeah, we have to believe in something, y'all. And music is healing. You know, the right music is definitely healing for the soul. And we have to be careful what we listen to. And, yeah, Donny Hathaway's music is awesome. And I believe in music, and I believe in love, and so should you. Thank you so much, Brother O, for that. And everybody, we're talking tonight about wrongful incarcerations, wrongful convictions, and why they're so wrong, and why there are states still around today that do not compensate those who have been wronged by their states. It's just sad. It's absolutely sad. And today is the 27th anniversary of freedom for Pennsylvania historical exoneree Vincent Motto. And so if anyone listening tonight would like to donate $27 to Vincent, you can do so. You can actually donate it to his Cash App directly, Matic Man, that's MATIC2017. I'm sorry, I forgot the man part. It's Matic Man, MATICMAN 2017. That's his Cash App. And, you know, wish him a happy 27th anniversary of freedom. And it's so sad, you know, when I see these cases, and with him being the first in Pennsylvania to be exonerated through the use of DNA, it's just extremely sinful and criminal that this man has had to spend 27 years now fighting for a compensation bill to be passed. And that compensation bill would not just be for him. It's a bill, not a civil lawsuit, but a bill that the state needs to pass, and it's for all exonerees to be compensated for every year that they spent wrongfully behind bars. So we're going to keep fighting to make that happen. And guess what? We're not going to stop until the state of Pennsylvania rights their wrong. So, and it's going to happen. It is. But the thing is, a lot of people give up. You know, they fight for a while for different situations and causes and, you know, to have different things change or something happen in their lives for them, and they fight, and then nothing happens. And so they give up. And they have been, guess what, not just lost the fight, but you lost the whole battle now because you gave up. As long as you're fighting, I don't care how many times you're told no, if you're persistent and diligent and dedicated to continue to fight for what you believe in or go back and ask again just because somebody said no, so what? They can change their mind. God can change their mind, okay? Anything could change their mind, and that no can become a yes. So don't ever give up. Continue to fight no matter what it looks like on the outside, what you see around you, and it looks like, oh, ain't nothing happening, so that's it. I may as well just stop. I've been fighting too long, and ain't nothing happening now, so I'm just going to throw in the towel because I'm tired of fighting. No, you cannot be tired of fighting. You cannot get tired of fighting. You have to fight. Even at your weakest, you still have to find some strength and some push and some oomph in you to continue to fight. Because guess what? Nothing beats a failure but a try. You know, that's a saying I've always loved. Because if you try and you fail once, try again. You might fail twice. You might fail 10 times. But keep trying because eventually, because of your perseverance, you're going to win, okay? You're going to become successful. That failure then will turn into success. But it never will if you give up. So try, 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 and try, and try, and try again, everybody, okay? I don't care how many tries it takes. Continue to keep trying, keep pushing, and keep getting it in, okay? And eventually a change will come. And you'll see it, okay? Don't give up. We're going to take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you this evening? Hello. Caller, you're live on the air. Hi.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, this is Jamal. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Jamal. How are you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good. So now, I understand you're out of town.
Yeah, I'm up here in Vegas because of what happened is about a month or so, there was a young man who lost his cousin in a mass shooting in Parkland. And he and his mother came to D.C. to lobby for stricter gun laws and also to speak out against gun violence in our community, in the country. So I went down there with them and aligned myself with them and spoke to them about the fact that there wasn't much being said about the gun violence in our communities. You know, the mass out, but, you know, we're not getting a lot of exposure when it comes to all these killings going on in our neighborhood communities. And she agreed with me that, you know, maybe we should get a voice out there. So I found out that they had, in fact, began a countrywide tour called the GUAC, G-U-A-C. They aligned with another parent who had lost their children in a mass shooting at a school, and they're going across the country. So I reached out to them and told them I would like to join so that I can give the perspective to people across the country about what we go through in our neighborhoods. And they had agreed that it was okay to do so. So I said I would arrange to meet them in Vegas, which is one of their stops on their tour. And so right now I'm here, and we're trying to connect and go from there.
Okay, wow. Wow, that's awesome, Jamal. Absolutely awesome. Now, now before you left, okay, so last week, okay, everybody, this is Jamal Johnson, SKU, and, you know, part of the show tonight, we're talking about, wow, the horrible gun violence that's going around this country, homicide, genocide, suicide, the whole nine, okay, and we know the inner cities are just absolutely suffering with so much gun violence. It's just so sad. Today at the event today, Jamal, we had, of course, Movita Johnson was there sharing her story. And she's like a five-time victim of gun violence. You know, her two sons died from gun violence, and her dad, her uncle, and her brother. And, you know, it's just so sad. And then we had Tanya Banks, who was also a guest here on News Forum before. Today was Tanya's son's birthday. Her son died, okay, back in 2017. He was murdered. He would have been, he might not have been 2017. I know today he would have been 31 today, everybody. He would have been 31, and he was murdered when he was 20. So that was just so heartbreaking and sad because we were there celebrating, you know, Vincent Moto's 27th anniversary of freedom and Muti's 1 month anniversary of freedom, and also Kenneth Bond's 7th month anniversary of freedom, and I'm sorry, his fifth anniversary of freedom, and then found out that Tanya Banks' son. Today was his birthday, and he would have been 31 had not a horrible, horrible person. If they had not taken the gun and shot him and killed him, he would have been 31 today, people. And so that was just so heartbreaking. And Tanya was there, you know, she's the queen of the chess syndicate, and she was there to play chess today in the tournament. And, wow, so sad. And so this is what happens around this country, everybody. Our people are dying. People are dying every day. Young children, older children, old women, old men, elderly people, pregnant people, babies. You know, it's just so sad. So, Jamal, what are the statistics here now in Philadelphia for this gun violence? I know there's more deaths already than the number of days so far in the year that we have seen.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not getting any better. And before I give you that, I'd like to say that I hope that people realize that even though the numbers are down this year from last year, it's not because the gun violence has stopped or slowed down. It's because of the work of the hospital. It's because of the work of the hospitals and what they have been able to do for people who are coming in there. If it weren't for them becoming so proficient in what they do, we would still have more homicides today. So, you know, the mantra that's being put out there that we're getting this under control is not true at all. As you can tell, just in the recent 3 or 4 days with the shootings and the killings that are going on. And right now, we're about we're probably about 240-something homicides to date, and over 1,000 people have been shot in our city this year.
Give us that number one more time, Jamal.
Over 240 homicides so far, and over 1,000 people have been shot in Philadelphia this year.
Wow.
And that's one reason why I wanted to join this tour, you know, because I want people in the country to realize that there is just as much carnage going on daily as there is when they have these mass shootings in these schools, which unfortunately kills children. And we have children, men, women, old, young, dying on our streets in this country every single day, unfortunately, due to gun violence.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, it's so much that needs to be done, Jamal. And that's good. People are, you know, fighting around the country now trying to put an end to this senseless gun violence. And, you know, we definitely need more solutions. More solutions are definitely necessary. And as many people to fight against this as possible so that we can have the resources and the programs. And, you know, I'm tired of seeing these organizations getting money, but yet they're not doing anything but spending the money on themselves and not really providing services and programs for our young people. And that's not to say all of them are not doing anything, because there are some that are. But for the most part, they get that money and, hey, they don't think a second thought about what's going on in these streets. And it's so sad, so sad. And Jamal, tell us about last week. I know we were out in front of City Hall last week with the young man out there. What's the name of that hustle movement? What's the name of his organization?
I think it's called.
Hustle Movement?
Hustle Movement, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so then he's a young man. Looks to be about in his 20s. And he's out there now trying to fight against this senseless gun violence as well. And so we're seeing some new people come out on the scene now to address these issues.
Yeah,
so talk about that, Jamal.
Okay, his group is called the Native Hustle Movement. And he contacted me and asked me if I would assist him in doing some type of actions around the city, because I had posted up something concerning the mass shooting in Baltimore at the time. And this was the day before our unfortunate mass shooting. And he said he wanted to do something, so he and I came together and did something down in Chester Avenue area, and then we did the thing at City Hall. And the reason we did it at City Hall, we were hoping that the people of Philadelphia would show some empathy for the people in Baltimore for what they were going through. And that was the purpose of us having that vigil in front of City Hall that day. Needless to say, you know, we didn't get the kind of representation we wanted, but I'm sure Baltimore still realized that we do feel their pain, and I'm sure they feel ours.
Wow. Jeez. Now, let me ask you something else, Jamal. Now, here in Philadelphia, right, so just recently there have been some groups that have been doing some things, like with the young people, and you were mentoring. It's like a mentoring thing that you were doing. Tell us about that.
Okay, some time ago, there is a group called Philly Truce. And what they did a few years ago is they asked men particularly to come out, but anybody could do it, but they asked men particularly to come out and help patrol communities during Thanksgiving. This was about 2 years ago. Since then, they've been doing different things to try to bring people together, to try to address the gun violence, and to form some type of community action to try to be on the streets. So now they have what is called a peace patrol. And they have young men that they also mentor, talk to, and take out to patrol the community. And we do this normally about 3 days a week, and we're looking for volunteers, primarily men volunteers to come out with us, with these young men, for the days that we're out. And you can find that information at Philly Truce. But the purpose is to let them feel responsible for their communities and also let the community see that there are young men that are willing to do what we need to have done, and that's real boots on the ground.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely real boots on the ground, and we definitely need more boots.
All right. Well, yeah, Jamal, you know, I love what you're saying to us tonight, because a lot of times grassroots is most important. And I've been saying this for 10 years on this network, Jamal.
Right.
Parents, do you know where your kids are right now? Do you know where your children are? There should not be any adolescents out there. You don't know where they are. And, you know, I have a grown son, and I know where he is. So it doesn't make any sense for us not to come up with new ideas and new thought processes when it comes down to saving our kids, man. So I really appreciate you tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. And I hope that, you know, we can start getting more people involved, especially during the summer, because we know the kids are out of school, and we know the violence normally goes up.
Yes. And July is one of the hottest months in any inner city. You know, I'll never forget, you know, what the great Bobby Womack said, and he said that the other man or the man on the other side of town would catch hell if it wasn't the ghetto around. And that sounds just as deep as it did in 1974. You know, we have to strip in our own communities and really make black beautiful again. And that's the problem. You know, the parents now are not teaching the kids that they're worth it. They should have pride and I see a lot of kids, you know, a lot of times, brother, look like they're not loved, not cared for. I'm talking about unkept hair. Yeah, you know, everybody want to wear the natural locks and, you know, whatever, the braids, whatever. But I'm talking about just unkept and just dirty. And you look around and like, what in the world is happening to our kids? You know, just there's no fashion sense. You know, they have no get up and go. And I do believe that's parenting. I really do believe that. You know, hopefully Dr. J is back to talk to us. But there's no parenting out there doing, you know, the great job that we need to do in-house. Dr. J, you there? Okay. Dr. J still having a little problems on the line. Put it back on.
I agree with you, and that's one of the things. That's one of the things we're trying to do with the young men at the Philly Truce with the Peace Patrol. You know, we try to get them to, you know, show pride in themselves and their community. Even simple things as when we go through the block, you know, we don't go strolling around like a gang or a mob. You know, I try to teach them some military discipline in reference to marching and things like that, because we want to show that we are disciplined. We want to show that we have pride and the response from the community has been really, really great, you know, when they see all of them walking, they see black men with them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Dr. J, you there?
I'm here. I was here the whole time.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, well, we couldn't hear you, so that's why I got to say, are you there? Anyway.
Okay.
But,
yeah, I was talking. Here's
the key.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you. Okay. But, like, I want to say this, too, to Doc and Jamal. The pride issue, the pride factor. You know, what you're doing, Jamal, is banger work to enhance a type of, you know, you are worth it. And, you know, teaching the KYW, not news radio, but the KYW of it is know your worth. And that's the key where we need to get back to. And, you know, we've been sojourning in this broadcasting company for more than 10 years. You know, I came up with two shows talking about, you know, the American Civil War, black on black, you know, crime to us, the violence that goes on. And people say, oh, you shouldn't say black on black. I'm keeping it simple. A lot of people don't understand. Yeah, we're intellectuals, but let's keep it simple. We need to stop the violence in our community. And, you know, the keys are, you know, taking back the command of our rec centers. You know, kids can't even go out and, no, maybe I don't want to play basketball today because they might be shooting out there. Or, no child should be afraid to practice recreation in our communities. That's the key. Two, I also say that, you know, the family reunion has been lost. And I believe there's planned attacks by certain people. I don't know if it's generated. But every time we come together with something that's nice, there's a shootout. You know, those things are planned. You know, even the most reckless child knows not to shoot where his grandmama's laying, you know, in a lawn chair. We innately know these things. Even the baddest kid know, I'm not going to do that. This is my community. There's people coming from out of our communities causing these calamities. And I'm going to say it right here on News Forum because guess what? I was the first host of News Forum, so I have the right to say it. I believe that there are certain factions, and everyone knows who they are. They come into our communities, in and out of our communities. Some dress up in blackface. Some dress up in masks. In and out of our communities. I believe that people are targeted by some unforgivable force that go in our communities and shoot people. The reason why I know this for a fact, Jamal and Dr. J, I grew up in Compton, California. And I knew, you know, as of course, you know, former gangbanger, always Crip, that, you know, we knew there was certain police officers dressed up as gangbangers to kill the blood so that way it'd be retaliation for the Crips. This is nothing but talent and tell pro. It's the same thing going on since the 60s and the early 70s. And if any person that really believes in their heart, that knows a God, that knows that there's still counterintelligence situations going on in our communities, it hasn't stopped. Did you think that because Jacob Hoover died, that these things don't continue to happen? Yes, there are people, agents, that will even, let me explain something to you. Yeah, I'm talking tonight. Yeah, I'm on my soapbox. And nobody can stop me because I said so. Listen, there are people that would like to infiltrate even WBNN and cause calamities within ourselves to stop this show, to stop this network, because we tell the truth on a constant basis. I said what I said.
Yes, absolutely true, Brother L. So very, very true. And, you know, it's sad, everybody. And, you know, I always talk about black and black crime. Why do people say, oh, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter? And it just, it makes me sick because the only time people get out there and protest or they try to do anything is when a white cop kills one of us or a racist white kills one of us. And that's when everybody's outraged, but there's no outrage ever when we're killing each other, all the black-on-black crime. And that's when black lives should really matter, people, because people are dying. Right in your own neighborhoods, on your block, okay? People you know. But everybody's looking the other way. No one wants to speak up. No one wants to say anything. No one wants to say what they saw. And you need to speak up and speak out. Because guess what? Criminals need to be off the street, okay? And so many parents know that their children have guns in the house. And they know some of them done kill people and shot people. But they're not going to say anything. But, you know, it's just sad. And the neighbors that see stuff don't want to say anything because everybody's afraid. But guess what? They're going to continue to do what they do. And that's to wreak havoc everywhere, okay? And it's not going to stop until people start speaking up and speaking out and getting them off the streets, okay?
Hey, Dr. J, I'll say this also, too. Not to cut you off, but, you know, I got to say what I got to say. You know, there are different organizations that have always come to the aid of black people. And you see there are people within the tribe destroying. Again, for 10 years being, you know, on, you know, this wonderful Beverly Nation, Jamal. And I'm talking to you because Chinchilla is my commissioner. She knows what I've told her. She knows history. There's times when Christians fought against Christians about who should be on the mic. Because it's supposed to be freedom of speech, and it destroyed Beverly Nation in there. And then you have people that will lie to you and tell you that things about WBNN. That's detrimental because we're trying to make moves. We're trying to change lives, save lives. So, you know, we're going to be here if I'm the only one here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Dr. J, you know what I mean that, right? You know, we got people that, we got to have people that want to change the parameters and save lives, not all the foolishness. You know, when I play my tracks, I'm serious. I'm a professional. That's what I do. Everybody counts on that. You know, 930. We're not like other networks that I see, you know, so-called vanguards that can't start their shows on time. WBNN is the most professional internet radio network of all time. 930, we're here. So Blog Talk knows that. And there's many, many different times Blog Talk has come and shut off shows. And Blog Talk, you need to be ashamed of yourself, and I'm going to call you out. Yeah, that's why I said Blog Talk, and I'm greater than you. But the fact of the matter is that we are here tonight with a platform, and Jamal is talking real truth. Dr. J is allowing that real truth, and she talks all the time about being able, being willing workers. Are you guys willing workers? Or are you just back there talking, you know, talking just junk? You know, let's be serious about what we do. Every single host of WBN, let's be serious about our topics and make sure that we are, you know, no one should change the way they are person in their personality, but let's be serious about the goal. The goal is not only to garner new listenership, but sustain the listenership that we have already. And that's what I mean, and that's what I said.
Thank you so much, Brother Earl. Thank you so much. Okay, so Jamal, what else would you like to share about what's going on in Philadelphia?
Well, unfortunately, I'm sure we're all aware of the recent homicide of the well-known celebrity son.
That
has happened. And I see a lot of people seem to be, again, interested in the gun violence going on in Philly as a result of that. But I guess I don't have to tell y'all that, you know, it goes in the ebb and the flow. And we need it to be consistently that everyone stays involved and stays active in trying to help us to stop this gun violence, not just because of an unfortunate situation of a certain person at a certain time.
Yes. Yes, yes. Wow. Thank you so much, Jamal. And just stay on there for a little bit because I'm going to come back to you. And we're going to take another caller right now. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight? Caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
And yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How is everyone tonight?
I'm fine. How are you? And who am I speaking with?
This is Carolyn.
Carolyn. Carolyn from Tennessee?
Tennessee with
how
Gary.
How are you?
Sutton. Well, I'm good.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to call and tell them happy anniversary.
All right, for Vincent. Yes, his 27th anniversary of freedom today.
27 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much for calling in to say happy birthday, happy anniversary of freedom to him. And
yes.
Now, Carolyn. Yes, happy. And everybody, this is Carolyn Weaver. She's in Tennessee. Her fiance, Gary Sutton, has been on death row for how many years now, Carolyn?
32
years now, everybody. And, you know, Gary's story was featured here on News Forum. And Gary was actually scheduled to be executed, 2 years ago now? Was that 2 years ago now, Carolyn?
It would have been last October,
Last October, yeah. And but thank God that the governor there, like, stayed all the executions for that year, and so it saved Gary. But Gary is still wrongfully behind bars, everybody, and it's just, you know, so unfair. And there's evidence proving that he did not do this crime. and like his public defender won't even introduce or look at the evidence that that the private investigator that Carolyn and Gary's family hired. She's found so much stuff in Gary's case, and this public defender will not even do anything, not even introduce it. Not, I mean, it's just ridiculous, everybody. So as I always say, so many of these public defenders, they work hand in hand with the prosecution. And, you know, it's just so sad. But Gary's story will be updated right here on News Forum next Sunday with his private investigator telling us all what she has found in Gary's case. That's next Sunday right here on News Forum. And his private investigator is Heather, who's also been a guest on here as well. So we're going to be speaking with them next week. And so what do you want to say tonight to Gary, if he was listening tonight to this show, Carolyn?
To not get discouraged and not give up hope, because I know he's coming home. I don't think we have a cruel God. I don't think he's gonna let Gary get executed, because we all know that Gary's innocent. He's always maintained his innocence. It was his best friend,
yeah.
And I just want him not to give up, because we're out here fighting for him, and in my heart, I know he's going to bring him home.
Yes, 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 I believe that too, you know, because he didn't do it. I mean, goodness gracious,
well,
the first podcast we did, the video we did on Cries of Innocence. Yeah,
right.
All of that,
I mean,
everything.
Gary's,
you know,
never
he didn't
had
do
a
it.
Voice. Yeah. Gary's never had a voice before, and now that we're doing it and getting, hopefully getting his story out, he's going to bring him home. He's going to.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight to give that shout-out to Pennsylvania Historical Examiner Ben Soto, Carolyn, and I will see you next Sunday night at 9:30 p.m., and everybody, we're shouting out tonight, freedom for Gary Sutton, okay? And freedom is coming, Carolyn. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next Sunday right here on News Forum. Thank you. All right, everybody, we're going to take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Dr. Chinchilla, this is Pastor Francetta Mays. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Pastor Mays?
I'm just waking up from a nap. We celebrated our 118th year anniversary over at Vernon today. But
oh,
I wanted
awesome.
To thank you. I wanted to, and thank you for reaching out. I wanted to make sure that on today I was able to say, and you know, it's sad that we have to wish someone a happy anniversary for being an exoneree. You know, it's
yes.
something that we need to pay more attention to the what to our whys right now, and the cries from behind the bars and behind the walls.
Yes.
The cries from darkness of those voiceless people that have been struggling and suffering for years, because we typically, when we see it on the news, I apologize to some people for this. When you see it on the news, you just assume or you're taught that there's guilt there. And it's not until you get on this side of it that you see, as you were speaking of earlier, all of the hand-holding, corruption, the things that happen on the golf course, the things that happen, you know, up at the country club. These are all things that, unfortunately, we run into a major brick wall with the education of the people that are right here in society with us. And the fact that it's almost like we are walking zombies, you know, with our eyes wide open, grown men are being kidnapped. With our eyes wide open, grown women are being kidnapped. With our eyes wide open, our children are being trafficked into a system that puts them back in the pathway of prison, and it becomes a never-ending cycle because people are too busy being entertained, being distracted, being in positions that they don't either care or they choose not to get involved. And both of these are detrimental to our future. We're going to remain the same as long as we stay silent and only look for the media blurbs, you know, and the opportunities.
Yeah.
We have to stand up before it gets to our doorstep, you know? And I struggle with the whole happy anniversary for something that I struggle with that because this has got to stop. You know, I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful that we have the opportunity to say 27 years free, but that 27 should have never been lost. And there's so many people that are losing days and time. And I think about what got my attention, Mr. Prentice Pons, you know, serving the life plus 25 years here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for a fist fight. You know, with the no charges filed, but the good old boy system behind the scenes decided to snatch his life away simply because of them speculating. There was no checks written, no investigation, no nothing. He was just guilty of being a black man with a number. And we've got to become aware of the kidnapping and the patterns of kidnapping. And they're even starting it, and I got to say this. You guys, it may be appealing to get a little Social Security check for your little child, but please know that they are watching your kids. And that Social Security check, because they're putting these initials on your kid and you think that $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 is beneficial to you right now, stop and look at that blood money for your kids.
Wow.
Now, some kids, they need it. But for those that think that this is a game, this is not a game. They tracking your kids for prison, starting in preschool. Once they put you on that medication, they are now tracking you medically so that they can now manipulate whatever they choose to and keep you disqualified from jobs, opportunities, saying you're crazy, you've got some issues, this kid is slow, and continue to put your children in a situation of bondage for the rest of their lives. Wake up.
Exactly.
There's stuff that we need to be doing other than fussing about who don't like who and trying to keep up with the Kardashians or whoever you choose to keep up with. Keep up with some of the things that are going on that's tearing down our community and killing our kids.
Yeah,
Reverend, I got to come on and say this. You know, the IEP system and a lot of these school systems are designated for the medicine and also for Social Security. And you know what I mean? I always think, Dr. J, if someone says something that's prudent, I'm going to come on, except on my toe, I got to come on and say something. Be aware, folks, of your children. Your children don't need medicine. And most of all cases, okay? And what they're trying to do is designate them for the prison system. That is one of the most profound things I've ever heard on Newsform, Dr. J, what she just shared is saving lives. Because the kids, man, remember, the life you save might be your own. Because don't forget now, parents, you still got to go out here, man, and live day to day with the choices that you make. Back to Dr. J.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Francetta, for all you said, and you said a lot. And, you know, wow. And that's a whole nother story, because we definitely have to talk about that with these kids, these parents allowing their kids to get all that medication and for a check. And it's been going on forever, everybody. For decades, they've been doing this. And, forever, even when I was a kid, you know, they were doing that to children. And you wonder why kids wind up the way they are. Yeah, that medication can control them. And it's so sad. But parents, be weary. Don't do that to your kids, because guess what? If you feed them properly, guess what? That can help. Okay, the medication is not doing anything to them but making them worse. And it is just so sad, so sad. So thank you for bringing that up, Pastor Francetta. You know, because tonight we're talking about not only the 27th anniversary of freedom from Bizimodo, but we're talking about freedom from genocide, homicide, and suicide, everybody. Okay? And that falls right into that category. And we're shouting out tonight freedom for Prentice Pons, who is wrongfully incarcerated in Oklahoma. Okay, so thank you so much, Pastor Francetta, for calling in and wishing Vincent a happy 27th anniversary of freedom. Thank you so much. And for those others that have called in, wishing him happy anniversary of freedom. And as Pastor Francetta said, it's a shame that we have to say happy whatever year anniversary of freedom for people that have been wrongfully in prison. It should have never happened, for heaven's sakes. Let's go to our next caller. Calling you live on Aaron News Forum. How are you tonight?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we watch drunken speedboat races get busy on a school kill behind the FedEx building. What's good?
Hey, Clev. Okay. Don't give them too much info, okay?
You know what I'm saying? Shout out. Yo,
yeah.
You know, I got to come hang glide through, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Uncle Vince holding it down for all the, you know what I'm saying, old heads out here putting it in, you know what I'm saying, you know, behind the walls,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, in an unfortunate situation, you know what I mean? We going to welcome y'all home every time we see y'all, you know what I mean? Good to have y'all home, because we need y'all out here, you know what I'm saying? We need all our old school in the place to be, party on the planet, you know what I'm saying? In the place where they need to be at, where we need them to be at. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know,
yes,
where you know, people always say, yo, give people the flowers when they get, I don't give flowers, you know what I'm saying? We going to give you flags. Mm-hmm. We going to give you, you know what I mean? We going to give you all that type of stuff like that. We going to give you trophies. You see what I'm saying? We going to give you some trophies.
Yes.
You feel me? That's what we going to do. Because when Club One hang glide through, we standing up sticks. And we building bricks, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. But that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to come through, give a shout-out to Uncle Vince out here, you know what I'm saying, all satellites checked out here tonight. You know what I mean? I'm Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, represented from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where it starts outside with tube dresses, still asking for Lucy's this time of the night. Check your satellites.
All right, Clev One, thank you so much. And Clev, everybody, I mentioned him early in the intro to the show. You know, he was holding it down a day. He was our grill master, and oh boy, people was loving that food. So Chef Clev was in the house today. And thank you so much for all you did, Chef Clef. Chef Clef. That rhymes. Chef Clev, for all you did today for this event with the food and all, thank you. And again, to all the other WBNN hosts, Tara Strength and Mo Garman, thank you so much for what you all did today. And for everybody that came out today and those that spoke. And I want to give a big shout out to Hakeem Crampton, who came all the way, flew in from Michigan to come out today. And it was really, really hot out there today. And we were out there for all those hours, people, from noon until after 7. I think we didn't get out here until about 8:30. And so Hakeem, after being out there for, I guess, about maybe 3 hours, he started suffering from heat exhaustion and had to go back to his hotel. But a big shout-out to him for flying all the way in from Detroit. And a big shout-out to Kenneth Bond for coming in from Baltimore and from the other places everybody came, DJ Up 7 again from all the way from New York and to DJ today. And, you know, and he's an activist up in New York, and we advocate for Nolan Farrell and Keith Gadsden to be exonerated up there. So thank you so much. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, you live on Aaron News Forum. How are you this evening?
Hello?
Caller, you're live on the air.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, well, I just, well, you know, you guys were talking about medicine makes you worse, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, you know, there's like a whole, like a, you know, a forum, like where people talk to each other.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a whole forum about that, about like the dangers of like psychiatry and medicine. And, you know, I think it'll be a good topic for next Sunday. If you search up on Google, put r/anti-psychiatry, type that into Google, and sort the post by the best ones. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, there'll that's so true. I've talked about those issues before, and yeah, we will definitely address them again because those kind of drugs, they really, really mess up your mind, and they cause all kinds of damage also health-wise to your bodies, and, you know, so
we
will definitely revisit that. It won't be next Sunday. Yeah.
Oh. What?
Is this Matthew?
No, this isn't Matthew.
Okay, what's your name?
Izu, I-Z-U.
Izu. Okay, you sound like a young man named Matthew. Okay, so go ahead. What were you saying, Izu?
And they say that, you call medicine, but, you know, isn't that medicine supposed to heal you, but it's more like poison. Like,
yes.
You know, if you do your own research, like you go look for yourself, like the source I'm telling you, you'll see it for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, that's
what
I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you so much, Izu. Thank you for calling in tonight and commenting on that. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, we're going to take another caller now. Caller, you live on the Urban News Forum. How are you this evening? Caller, you're live on the air. How are you this evening? Caller, you're live on the air. That is you.
All right, we're going to put them back on ice. Caller, you're live right now. Call number 8, live with News Forum with Dr. Chinchilla J.
Okay,
hello,
turn your music off.
That's okay, Chinchilla. You know, we got everything under control. Those callers on ice, and then I'll bring them back on. So, of course, continue with your outstanding transcript, and then after you, in dosy time.
So, yeah, everybody, that's like crazy. So, you know, tonight we talked about a few things. We talked about freedom and how it's hard to come by, how we're still not free, how there's so many still wrongfully incarcerated, and there's all types of ways that, you know, we can look at the word freedom. And we talked about, you know, the genocide, because we're committing genocide within our black communities with this black-on-black crime, and suicide is happening. Homicides are happening daily, and it's just crazy. And when we look at these things, the things that the different callers have said also, it ties into with the government's role in it. Let's look at what Pastor Francetta said with the drugs that they're giving these young kids, and the parents are allowing it because they're getting money to give these children, their children, drugs. And it's sad. It's wrong. And so there's so much that goes into play with how the government plays a role in genocide, in homicides, in suicides, and a whole lot of other things, in wrongful convictions, definitely. And, you know, it has to stop, everybody. It definitely has to stop. And so we're going to try to get Pennsylvania historical exoneree Benson Moto on the line here and let him, you know, say what he felt about today's event and to also thank those that have called in to wish him a happy 27th anniversary of freedom. And, again, as Pastor Francetta said, you know, we shouldn't even have to do that because these men and women should never have been in prison in the first place. But unfortunately, they have. And today is Pennsylvania Historical Exoneree Vincent Moto's 27th anniversary of freedom. So let's try to see if we can get him on this line now. Let's see. Can we get him on the line, Brother O?
Hello?
He's live and direct.
All right. Thank you so much. How are you tonight, Pennsylvania Historical Exoneree Vincent Moto? How are you?
I'm doing great, Dr. Chinchilla. Thank you for asking. I had a great time today at the park. Clever One and everyone that was there, I thank them so much for coming out to support my day of freedom. And I'd like to thank everyone else that called in on the show to thank me and everyone that supported my cause and anyone that donated to my cause. I appreciate it and much love. I appreciate everyone. And it's an incredible day, but it's a sad day. And also, you know, because every time I do come about, happy that I'm home and, you know, it's another year that I'm home and I'm with my family and my loved ones. I also think about those that are still incarcerated, that hasn't had the opportunity and, you know, that hasn't been with their family like I've been with mine for 27 years now. And, you know, that saddens me even more, even though I am home and, you know, with my family and loved ones. I'd like to thank Muti also that was out there and everyone. Some of the names I don't remember right offhand, but everyone that was there and that called in, I want to say thank you again, and that's from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you all, and we still have a lot of work to do. And it's just sad that, you know, we have to, you know, consider this a day of, you know, like an appreciation day when, you know, things of this nature should never have took place for these to even happen, you know. And I'm just grateful. I am grateful to be home. I'm grateful to be around good people at the time. And, you know, the work that you do, as I said again, Dr. Chinchilla, is extraordinary. The way you care about the people and help support these causes, you know, it's just so much more to do. And I just thank you for being there to support situations like this. And I'd like to thank you for having the event today for me. I was kind of surprised. I know you were talking about something like this, but I didn't realize that it was going to actually take effect today due to the circumstances and conditions that we were at another event the other day and your phone got broke and you couldn't get in touch with. That was nothing but the devil trying to stop everything from happening and taking place. But, you know, he doesn't have control over anything, and the Creator has all control over every destiny that we have. And things turned out actually extraordinary. They were very great. And, you know, I really enjoyed myself, and I'm just glad to be able to, be around people that are so caring and, you know, understanding due to my circumstance and conditions. You know, I don't want to keep saying the same thing because I'm sounding redundant, but that's how, I appreciate everything that everyone's done. I just don't want to leave no one out and miss anything. So, again, I thank you. The show is always awesome, and, you know, there's so much more work that we have to do. So I'm going to stay focused on that, and thank you so much.
No, you're quite welcome, Vince. And, yes, continue doing what you're doing, fighting for others to be exonerated. And, you know, you don't have to do that, but you do. And so I thank you for doing what you do. And compensation bill, it will be passed. It will be passed sooner than later. And because we made so much leeway, and I do believe next year should be the year that it will be passed. And who knows? We still got some more months left in this year. We're almost down to 4 months left in the year. And it could possibly happen this year. But it needs to happen. And so next year, hey, if it happened next year we're going to be fighting like crazy up there every single week every day up there in Harrisburg until they pass this bill. Thank you so much. And again, happy 27th anniversary of freedom to you, Ms. Emoto, who is also part of Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, everybody. And, hey, he is a voice every single day. And not just being a voice, he was the one that needed a voice and somebody to be a voice for him. And the only person that was when he was wrongfully in prison was his mother. And so, but now he's out here advocating for others, and thank you for what you do. All right. So if we don't have any more callers now, we're going to go ahead and go into Ngozi time. And thank you so much for those of you that wished Vincent happy anniversary. And thank you so much, Jamal, for giving us those updates on the crime in this city and what's going on down there in Vegas and other places that you have traveled to, collaborating with other people that are fighting against this senseless gun violence, this genocide, the homicides, and the suicides. All right, right now, everybody, it is Ngozi time.
System. World is havoc, tragic conflict, others sent to the grave by automatics. Rifle by crews that are hostile organization. Drug transactors act on intimidation. Women, men, solid, children disregarded. What's the keys of it? What's the cause of it? Let me know. At 13, she's turned out. She blew her brains out. I guess she couldn't take it no more. Like the expression goes, knocking on heaven's door. From the looks of it, I guess she got it. This type of thing happens over and over again. Every city, even across the world, women leaving children on the front doors. Parents are hung, strung out on cook flow, throwing the children out a 10-story window. Where's the love, sympathy, feelings of mercy? What gives you the right to give the child the death penalty? Gang violence, can I get a witness? Used to be knives, now Stevie's and Mac 10, Tech 9, 12 gauge, pumps and 38. Stop the madness before it gets too late. Strive for a better cause, try to find yourself in these. If the rest of the world is lost, cause you're the new generation, the future. Set an example, brothers and sisters. Dropping out of school, thinking it's cool to sell drugs. Pushing those deadly tools, which others in class, we used to pass food notes. Others are fiends now, hustling the youth. Not a rap song, I wish I could say that. But it's the stuff that they sell in the Val Cap. Well, let me pause for a moment while I mention.
This is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. Make your place, protect your race. It's a damn disgrace.
Stand up.
Take your place. Protect the race. It's a damn disgrace.
Stand up.
Take your place. Protect your race. Cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up. Take your place.
Destruction, creation, they begin to know the devastation. Bodies are mutilated, the earth dies. Not a soul survives, only body lies. The O-N-E, they count casualties. No more life, and the every living human being. Flesh, ripped from the bone, earth's a death zone. This reality, none of what TV shown. What about the child without a chance to live? Who never knew the words positive? How could they love for when their hearts are torn? Minutes the baby's born, the next day the earth's gone. The fight, not in pretty sight, so I'm getting hyped. Yo, I gotta do it right. Again, releasing my tension while I mention this is a test of the emergency broadcasting system.
Take your place, protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up,
take your place, protect the race, it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up,
take your place, protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up, take your place, protect your race,
cause it's a damn disgrace. Remember the time when you could play on the block,
play football while the girls play double dutch. After dinner, cool out with the team. Wait for Mr. Softy to bring the ice cream. Standing in line, next for the order. Smile on your face while you dig for your carter. Got your ice cream, you sit on the step. Wait for your friends who hasn't got this yet. Everyone's happy, we're having a ball. Mom's on the porch, she's watching us all. You see, it don't matter if related to each other. In the neighborhood, we look out for one another. Damn, how times have changed. The old neighborhoods don't even look the same. People walk around, eat out of the trash. They have no cash and no place to crash. Mothers on crack, black, yellow, and white. Kids run the streets all day and night. People getting shot, killings won't stop. Another drug dealer just moved on your block. Policeman still dead. Old man must stay. Rich get richer. Don't give a damn anyway. That's the way it is, I hate to say. We got to fight for a better way. Shut up.
The vanguard for all folks that are abused in the criminal justice system is none other than the 2021 Sonny Griffin Award winner, the Linear New Host of the Year, and most importantly, the 2022 Anna Waddell Award winner for excellence, the WBNN Host of the Year, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. Now, of course, all the folks out there send me a lot of emails. I said I was going to do a rerun of, you know, a classic that was near and dear to my heart for Merck City. But, of course, you know, I love you guys so much that I will not do a rerun tomorrow night. I'll be doing my own show. And tomorrow night we will showcase old school values with the legendary Merck City Hip Hop Programming featuring the outstanding, one of the greatest of all time, Ladies Love Cool James, the Honorable LL Cool J, will be on the wheels still tomorrow night, live and direct from Studio A, Lagos. So thank you so much. All the emails I got, okay, calm down. I will do a live show, okay? Tomorrow night, the legendary Merck City Hip Hop Program, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ngozi _ Time. Malay Malaywa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, only day late night goes with my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malaywa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio to support us on a constant basis. Now back to our fifth reigning commissioner of this outstanding league, Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Earl. And, wow, that's great. A live Merck City tomorrow night, everybody. And, again, thank you for everyone that called in tonight and spoke, and all the listeners around the world. Thank you so much. And, wow, next Sunday, everybody, the case of Gary Sutton will be revisited with updates in his case, all the evidence that Heather has found, new evidence other than what we already had and what we already knew. She's found other stuff, everybody. And there's no way Gary should still be behind bars. No way he should be on death row. Because on death row, guess what? He can still be executed, everybody. He could still be executed. So we don't want to see him executed. And there's been now several people on death row that were innocent that winded up being executed. And it's just not fair. And it's a sad situation, everybody. Brenda, I see your message. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Unfortunately, the lines are closed now to callers because it's after 11:15. But Vincent, if you're still listening, Brenda Kalmeyer is giving you a big shout out. She wanted to say give you a shout out, but it's after 11:15, so she can't give it to you live on the air. So she texted in my inbox, and thank you so much, Brenda, and thank you for tuning in. And everybody, remember, if you want to talk before we get off the air, please press 1 by 11:15, everybody. All right, so again, next Sunday, the case of Gary Sutton revisited, and we also have a new case that we're going to feature, a young man by the name of Strong, who has now been in prison for over 30-something years. So we're going to talk with his mother next week to find out about his case. And I also have an interview, a couple interviews that I've done with Strong. So you will also hear from him by way of interview, pre-recorded, because he's in prison. And the last or latest that he can call out is at 8 o'clock. So I had to interview him, just like I used to do with Muti. And Muti is now out of prison and is a free man and has been free for one whole month. Today marked 1 month of anniversary of freedom for Muti. And today marks also, well, not today, but July 9th, marks the fifth anniversary of freedom for Kenneth Bond, who was there today from Baltimore. So thank you, everybody, Muti, for coming out and speaking, and everyone else that did as well today. And again, big shout out to WBNN host. And I want to just make their names, let everybody hear their names again. Ava Holly, Jerry Petito, Mo Garman, Tara Strength, and Clever One. Thank you all so much. And for your donations to Vincent Moto. And if anybody else would like to donate to Vincent Moto, again, here's his Cash App. Magic Man, M-A-T-I-C-M-A-N 2017. That's Magic Man 2017. Donate $27 for his 7th year, his anniversary of freedom. And that song that Brother O played, the last song, was Stand Up. And I did think I already said it was by Vincent Moto. He wrote, arranged, composed it, played the music and all that, the instruments. And guess what? Who was on the background? Yours truly, Dr. Chinchilla J. I was on the background vocals and all of that. So you can also get a copy of that CD along with his also his song After Innocence, which is from the soundtrack of the movie After Innocence, the documentary. You can get that as well by donating, or not donating, but by sending him another Cash App for $20. You'll get both of those songs on there. So send him that Cash App for $20, and in the four portion, put soundtrack. And he will send you the download for those songs, okay? And if you prefer a CD to be mailed to you, you can get that as well. And you would just have to let me know, inbox me or call me or message him on Cash App, I guess, with your address so that that CD can be mailed to you, okay? So, again, next Sunday night right here on WBNN, same time, same place, check out News Forum. Two wrongful conviction stories next week. And next Sunday is the last Sunday of July. And we will be into the month of August, my birthday month. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, everybody, guess what? It's Leo season, okay? It's Leo season, y'all. Officially Leo season. And, you know, hey, I'm a happy camper. I didn't get to do all of my stuff I usually do when Leo season hits. Because my phone was broken, smashed the smithereens and all yesterday and had to run around like crazy to get it fixed. So big shout out to the Iceman, the president of the Philadelphia Chess Syndicate, for taking me to a place and they fixed my phone in 30 minutes today. Wow, this afternoon running around. And so we definitely want to thank everybody for all that you've done and everything. So. Wow. And, hey, what can I say? I've said it all already, everybody. But the last thing I want to tell you all to remember to always be a voice. And if you want to donate to Cash App, a donation to be a voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, guess what? I found an easier way for you to do it, guys, by dialing 407-272-7616. Don't dial it. I'm sorry, don't dial it, but for the Cash App. Instead of putting in Be a Voice Tour, since some people seem to have a problem when that happens, it comes up that it's not able to be found. So put in 407-272-7616, and guess what? It pops right up. Jeez. And you can make your donation to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition so we can continue our advocacy work for those who are wrongfully incarcerated. I am Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia. Now stay tuned to listen to the Be a Voice promo and also to find out how you can be a guest on News Forum. I'm Dr. Chinchilla.
Money talks. So put your money where your mouth is. Be a Voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 842-8378 extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378 extension 111. Be a Voice today. If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be News Forum's next special guest.